This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has till the end of March to get going on Brexit negotiations, but there is going to be another test of the European Union well before that, Monday, as it happens, when European finance ministers meet to consider whether Greece ought to get the next installment of all that bailout money that Athens has been promised. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Has Greece passed enough spending cuts and other measures to merit the next chunk of bailout money? The honest answer, says Greek blogger John Serapoulos, is no. Greece's creditors have demanded some reforms unthinkable for the left-wing government in Athens.
They really want the government to pass a law that makes it possible to perform mass dismissals of personnel.
The creditors want to boost the sale of state-owned companies by making it possible to slim down the bloated payrolls, and they want to further restrict the right to strike.
The left-wing government finds it symbolically very, very difficult to pass these two labour reforms that creditors are now asking for.
Complicating matters further, the creditors are divided over what to do about Greece. The IMF wants to see some form of debt relief, but the German leader Angela Merkel famously said that phrase doesn't sound too good in German. Especially this year it doesn't, when Merkel is seeking re-election. Writing off Greek debt is also unthinkable, says investment manager Stephen Clapham.
If you're a German politician, you do not want to donate money to Greece. After all, German train drivers are not going to vote for you when Greek train drivers are retiring earlier on higher pay.
Greece's Eurozone creditors are in a quandary. Three of them, including Germany, face general elections this year amid a rising tide of Eurosceptic populism. They don't want to be seen letting the Greeks off the hook, but they also don't want to see Greece default, causing Euro turmoil. Joan Hoey of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
I think that there will be another can-kicking exercise precisely because of the elections. The Europeans are not going to allow this to blow up over the next few months, and we'll find some way out, as they usually do.
In other words, pretend and extend. Pretend the Greeks are complying and give them the money. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.